The 2024 election will be a pivotal moment for how America tackles anti-Semitism. As someone who spent years in the trenches of Jewish advocacy, I can tell you, the stakes are high. We're looking at some drastically different approaches here and, whether you're left, right, or somewhere in between, you should be asking tough questions about what each candidate brings to the table. Throughout her career, Kamala Harris has demonstrated unwavering commitment to fighting anti-Semitism and standing in solidarity with Jewish communities. As vice president, she has consistently spoken out against anti-Semitic incidents and emphasized the vital contributions of American Jews to our nation's fabric. When the Biden-Harris administration recognized the need to tackle anti-Semitism head-on, Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff helped to lead the effort to develop the U.S. national strategy to counter anti-Semitism, showing a proactive approach to addressing this pernicious form of hate. Moreover, as the first Jewish spouse in the White House, Doug Emhoff's advocacy and leadership in countering anti-Semitism cannot be overstated. Over the past 4 years, Emhoff has leveraged his unique position to draw attention to the rise of anti-Semitism across the country, advancing stronger protections for Jewish communities and providing us a voice in the highest level of government. Emhoff and the Vice President actively seek out and engage in interfaith dialogue and peacebuilding efforts, demonstrating a deep commitment to fostering understanding and combating hate at its roots. Meanwhile, J.D. Vance directly takes his cues from Trump, weaponizing the U.S.-Israel relationship for partisan, personal gain. His track record is obvious. A seat at Trump's table is a threat to the safety and security of American Jews. Together, the two solicit support from and defend blatant anti-Semites such as political commentator Nick Fuentes and Kanye West, who, just like Vance and Trump, have been known to spread inflammatory anti-Semitic conspiracies. Trump and Vance both also tout the Great Replacement theory, which invokes historical anti-Semitic tropes about Jewish influence and control, stoking fears that have long been used to marginalize and persecute our community. Together, the Republican presidential ticket represents an endorsement of hatred in the highest echelons of power. A Trump-Vance administration would embolden extremist elements, undermining years of progress in the fight against anti-Semitism. Under their administration, radical hate speech would be the norm, potentially leading to increased violence against the Jewish community, our synagogues and institutions. The choice is clear. Vice President Harris's career is a testament to building inclusive coalitions that recognize and confront discrimination. From her childhood collecting tzedakah to planting trees in Israel to her career defending the most vulnerable, Harris approaches the challenges American Jews face with grace and acumen. Most recently, her approach acknowledges that the fight against anti-Semitism is inseparable from the broader struggle for civil rights and social justice. This holistic view is crucial in addressing the complex roots of anti-Semitism and building a society that actively rejects all forms of hate. Furthermore, Harris's unwavering support for Israel aligns with the values of most American Jews. Her commitment to maintaining the strong U.S.-Israel relationship and prioritizing Israel's security, while also advocating for policies that would advance negotiations for a ceasefire in Gaza, demonstrates a nuanced understanding of the complex issues at play. Harris embodies the kind of society we wish to build for future generations, L'dor V'dor. One of multiculturalism and a strong commitment to inclusive communities. In sharp contrast, a Trump-Vance administration would embolden dangerous ideologies that have historically led to our persecution. Now more than ever, we need leadership that unequivocally rejects hate and works tirelessly to build a more just and inclusive society. For American Jews and all those committed to combating anti-Semitism, Kamala Harris represents our best hope for a brighter, more secure future. Ada Horwick is a board member of the Jewish Democratic Council of America and the Nexus Project. She is also a past campaign chair for the Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles.